MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 11, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and stuff we're looking at today, a report on Massachusetts hospitals finds issues with pricing transparency. A new candidate emerges in Swampscott for the select board, and the MBTA remains a work in progress.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, just a handful of teams from the North Shore remaining in the MIAA playoffs. Rick?
All right, very good. Thanks, Bill. Sunny, windy, low to mid-40s today. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:44 p.m. There's a report prepared by the nonprofit Patient Rights Advocate that reviewed 31 hospitals in Massachusetts and found that 26 of them were noncompliant with the hospital price transparency rule. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Cynthia Fisher, the group's founder and chairperson, said the price of medical procedures varies widely among hospitals and insurance plans, and patients have no way of knowing what hospitals charged them for surgeries, lab tests, and other services. Last week, the Beverly School Committee and the City Council held a joint meeting to ask their two North Shore legislators questions. State Representative Jerry Parasella responded to a question on the MBTA and commuter rail service.
The commuter rail ridership is getting much better than it was during the pandemic. It's close to where it was, although when you drive on the roads and there's all that traffic, it doesn't feel like the people are taking the T. I think there's a lot less confidence on the subway part of the T than on the commuter rail. The commuter rail does get you to Boston pretty consistently. Then it's from there taking the T. It's been a lot of problems. We anticipate putting more money into the T for the capital repairs as part of that fair share amendment money. We did put about $400 million from the ARPA funds to the T to try to help with the backlog of what was happening at the T. I think the new general manager is trying hard. I think he deserves a Nobel Prize if he can get the T running efficiently, but it's a challenge. It's frustrating. We get alerts every day about what's going on. We're hoping to do our best with that. There's just way more need than there is money right now.
That's State Representative Jerry Parasella. Later on North Shore Today Extra, we will feature some extended audio from that informative joint meeting. In political news, the Daily Item is reporting today that Danielle Leonard has announced that she will be running for the Swampscott Select Board. Last week, current board member Peter Spelios announced that he would not be seeking re-election. And there will be a planning board meeting in Manchester by the Sea tonight to review cell signaling technologies planned to develop a campus off Atwater Avenue. Stephen Hagen reports in today's Gloucester Times that the Danvers-based company will provide details on their plan at tonight's meeting. That is the first of several possible meetings for the town to review the plan. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics were off last night. They'll face the Trailblazers in Portland tonight. The Bruins were off yesterday as well. They'll host St. Louis tonight at the Garden. Boys high school hockey from yesterday. St. John's Prep 4, Xaveria nothing. The Prep is in the state championship game this coming Sunday. The St. Mary's girls team at Division 1 in hockey defeated Archbishop Williams 2-1 in overtime yesterday. Bella Freitas with the game-winning goal. They are in the state championship game this Sunday at the Garden. Also playing Sunday at the Garden for a state championship is the Marblehead boys hockey team in Division 3. Girls basketball, over the weekend, St. Mary's was a winner over Hanover. They'll now take on Foxborough in a state semifinal game Tuesday afternoon at UMass Boston. St. Mary's coach Jeff Newhall.
Yeah, we've had, it's a younger group, which is fine. It's not an excuse. We've had great energy all year. I think like any other season, you hit a lull towards the end of the regular season. And it kind of happened with us this year as well. And then our tournament we had here, we beat Dartmouth by one and two, and then Oliver Ames at the buzzer by one. And I think the momentum of those two wins has really carried over. And, it's hard to win games no matter what. But when you're in a single elimination tournament and the pressure that comes with that and the fans and all that stuff, I feel like they're playing very well and they're playing with some confidence.
The teams going out over the weekend in the state tournament included girls basketball teams Newburyport and Pentucket, boys basketball teams Newburyport, Manchester Essex, and Lynn Tech. All great seasons for all five of those teams. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday. North Shore Today Extra is next.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra. Now, today we're going to be featuring some of the comments held at last week's joint session with the Beverly School Committee and the Beverly City Council. And in this meeting, the members of both boards heard from their state legislators, State Senator Joan Lovely and State Representative Jerry Parasella. We'll run some clips of this throughout the week here on North Shore Today Extra, thanks to BevCam. But first, let's begin the questioning here with State Rep Jerry Parasella and, again, State Senator Joan Lovely.
Alternate between city council questions and school committee questions. I know that we had perhaps sent a few ahead of time. I don't know if we want to start with school committee. Is that all right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, please. Ms. Visnick, I know you had a number of questions. Would you...
May I ask a new one? May I throw a curveball, one that I didn't send ahead of time?
I'm sure our...
It's easy.
It's a softball, not a curveball.
A curveball.
Will the Celtics win the championship? Yes, I think the Celtics will win the championship.
I'm already on to spring ball. Do you know, are there any legislative changes or anticipated changes or discussion around admissions relative to vocational technical schools? Right, some time ago we made a change. We said 25% go to lottery versus it being like a competitive entry, right? And I think that there's a real need for us to have more spots at the Voc Tech for children who otherwise aren't going to get into a competitive entry type of a school, right, a private school. And so the last legislative action around that was to say 25% go to lottery. So do you know if there has been any additional conversation about that, or do you anticipate any conversation about that?
There is a lot of conversation about that. I've actually met with the Vocational Association. I was over at the Tech last month for a meeting with their school committee on the issue. Everyone's opposed to enhancing any type of lottery where they would have, a lottery for kids coming from the different sending communities and outside of the sending communities. A lot of opposition, very strongly opposed. And I had signed on to a Gateway City Caucus letter, since both Salem and Peabody are Gateway Cities. And the Gateway City Caucus went on record of wanting to have this discussion, because we hear often that, and I'll speak to Essex Tech, it's the one that I know, is, you know, the way that they do acceptances is based on absenteeism, behavior issues, grades, although they're weighting the grades less, but they're still accepting students that are doing very well. And whereas I can only relate it to my own experience going to this high school many moons ago when with a vocational school, and that, you know, if students did not want to go into, like, the college prep route, they went into the vocational route. And there are still many students that desire to do that and just can't get in. I will tell you, though, something that's interesting and that's happening in Salem is Salem has a dozen CTE programs, career and technical education programs, and Salem's high school census right now is about 850 students. 600 of those students are enrolled in CTE programs at Salem High, so it's a very high number. And Salem and Peabody High Schools are been accepted into MSBA to rebuild those schools, and they're looking at it from a curriculum standpoint that they will enhance CTE programming and education opportunities and maybe won't duplicate. They're still really, it's in its infancy, but maybe we'll do carpentry in Peabody and electrical in Salem, for example. Or maybe the medical goes in one school and the vocational goes in another school to kind of keep those together. They don't know yet, but then they would cross students. You know, the students would then go to whichever one is most interesting to them, because we know that the waiting list, what's I think the number is they're going to accept maybe 400 out of 1,400 applicants into the tech for the fall. And so you can see there's a really strong interest that students want to go. I thought to say, I didn't bring these stats with me, but I think about better than 80% of the grads at Tech go on to college. So it really is college-bound, the programming, which is okay. But we really do need more students to be able to have these opportunities who perhaps aren't college-bound. And so just an example. So, yes, lots of strong discussion, and at the VOC level, from the administrative side, at least, and the school committee, no lottery. Don't want a lottery. But from the parents' side, stronger, yep, and maybe looking at these opportunities, if we're not going to build a bunch of new vocational technical schools, of having these opportunities in the high school programming as well. Hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. City councilors, we'll do a city council question now. If there is a councilor with a question, Councilor Bond.
Thank you. And I had sent this in advance, so hopefully it's not unexpected, but you talked about housing and education, so curious about transportation and where it fits in the jigsaw puzzle. So if there are any updates on MBTA process and how it impacts us here, and then maybe to preempt Councillor Rotundo's question, any updates from MassDOT on the bridge ahead of an upcoming meeting? Maybe it's also just a flag for that meeting.
Get that one, huh?
Yep.
In terms of the bridge, we have a meeting tomorrow with a bunch of folks from DOT and other agencies to keep pushing them on that. There's kind of a frustration, I think, on a lot of our parts about the speed at which they're making progress. So the mayor, myself, Senator Lovely, Councilor Tundo, and others will be taking part in that. And we've constantly been pushing them, so we're hopeful they can speed that up and make some progress on that. As far as, like, the MBTA goes, the commuter rail ridership is getting much better than it was during the pandemic. It's close to where it was, although when you drive on the roads and there's all that traffic, it doesn't feel like the people are taking the T. I think there's a lot less confidence on the subway part of the T than on the commuter rail. The commuter rail does get you to Boston pretty consistently. Then it's from there taking the T. It's been a lot of problems. We anticipate putting more money into the T for the capital repairs as part of that fair share amendment money. We did put about $400 million from the ARPA funds to the T to try to help with the backlog of what was happening at the T. I think the new general manager is trying hard. I think he deserves a Nobel Prize if he can get the T running efficiently, but it's a challenge. It's frustrating. We get alerts every day about what's going on. So we're hoping to do our best with that. There's just way more need than there is money right now, whether it be highways, bridges, trains. But there's no question that there's a lot of discussion about trying to get the T back on track, pardon the pun. But it's important because people are driving, and there seems to be no rush hour. It's just always busy. And we need to get people back on the train and the subways and out of their cars.
Okay. School committee?
I'm going to call on myself then real quickly for school. Oh, Mayor Cahill, you're a school committee.
Go
ahead.
First. I'll wait. I'll wait around. No, go ahead.
Okay. So you mentioned the fair share amendment, and I think that there was a lot of optimism that that would be increasing the size of the pie. I did hear level funded. I also understand the prioritization to transportation versus primary and secondary schools. But I am just wondering what can we do to increase the size of the pie? Is there something that we're hoping that transportation, for instance, being a priority, will lend itself towards our economic engines? Is there some strategy for not just, you know, oh no, revenue's low again, oh no, another revenue's low? Is there something that we can do to proactively help drive the economic engine here in our Commonwealth? And what legislation possibly is pending to stoke the fires on that engine?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're trying to do like a roughly 50-50 split with the transportation education with the fair share amendment. So I think some of the things that we've been looking at is like the free community college, and enrollments are up at the community college because of that. Right now it's for anybody over 25. There's discussion of making it free for everybody. There's a lot of, especially like being in the Economic Development Committee, I hear this strange dichotomy where, you know, maybe our revenues aren't so great, but there's still a lot of people working and a lot of companies that need workers. And there's some really good paying. We have 18 of the 20 largest life science companies in the United States are based in Massachusetts, and they need a lot of workers, and they don't need all these PhDs. They need pharmacy techs and folks like that that can make $80,000, $90,000 without an advanced degree. So that's one of the things that we're looking at, is trying to get folks trained up for those jobs, and the community colleges can do that, and also working with the employers themselves. So I think that's one of the things that the fair share of money can do, is provide that education for folks who may not be able to afford it. They come out of there and they're going to get themselves a good paying job. That's one of the things that I think we're looking at. And like I said, so I think we're trying to do a roughly 50-50 split. You know, the migrant situation is something that has hit the Commonwealth hard in terms of the budget. It's going to be about $900 million that we're going to spend this year on that. So we may get $1 billion from the fair share amendment, but then there's that unexpected cost. We had budgeted for $375 million, and its costs have gone significantly up. So that's another factor in terms of our budget situation.
Thank you for that.
Again, an extended audio clip of the joint meeting between the Beverly School Committee and the Beverly City Council held last week. And we'll run some more extended clips this week as part of our North Shore Today Extra series. But we found them very informative and thought we would like to share them with you. This is North Shore Today here on MSONewsSports.com.